Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. A standing room only crowd filled the Huron County Planning Commission meeting last night as residents voiced strong opposition to the county's proposed solar and battery storage zoning plan. The meeting, held November 5th at 7 p.m., drew citizens concerned about both potential conflicts of interest among some commissioners and the scale of the energy projects being considered. Many speakers argued that landowners should be retained the right to use their property as they choose, while others warned that large solar developments could harm wildlife and strip away the county's valuable farmland. Several participants cited Huron County's reputation for having Michigan's richest soil and said industrial-scale solar projects should be more evenly distributed across the state. Discussion also turned into state constitution and local planning issues, with residents contending the proposed land use violates the county's master plan and the will of the people. The cited county survey indicated that about 88% of residents opposed the project. After a lengthy debate, commissioners voted 6-1 to keep the proposal's existing total of 15,000 acres designated for solar and battery use. One commissioner suggested trimming the plan by about 1,500 acres, but did not gain support. The board later reviewed its bylaws regarding conflicts of interest, which require any commissioner or their relatives with a financial stake in the proposal to recuse themselves. The policy also prohibits ex parte communications and allows for immediate resignation in cases of conflict or even the appearance of one. Michigan State University Extension will host its annual Thumb Ag Day on Wednesday, December 10th at Ubley Heights Country Club. The event runs from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. and includes educational sessions, vendor exhibits, and networking opportunities for both field crop and livestock producers across the Thumb region. Morning sessions in the main classroom begin at 9 a.m. with MSU Extension weed specialist Dr. Aaron Burns presenting on herbicide resistant weed management, followed by a crop marketing panel and a presentation on small grain management by Dr. Brooke Wilk. The afternoon program will feature updates on soybean research, deer damage trails, and insect pressure from local educators Jenna Fowler and Phil Kotz. 4 RUP and CCA credits are pending approval. A second classroom will focus on livestock topics, including retail yield, parasite management, and animal health and biosecurity, led by MSU facility members Jared Jaborik, Beth Ferry, Tom Guthrie, and Mike Metzger. Lunch will be available from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. for $10, while admission to the event itself is free. Vendors are still being accepted. For details, contact the MSU Extension Office in Huron County at 989-269-9949 or visit neighboring county offices in Sanilac, Tuscola, or Lapeer. And although several programs have been impacted by the federal government shutdown, the nonprofit group Focus Hope for Seniors is still operating. The program expanded this summer to include the Thumb's 5 counties. The program now offers food assistance for residents in the counties of Huron, Sanilac, St. Clair, Lapeer, and Tuscola who are age 60 and older. Besides the Thumb counties, Focus Hope also operates in Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, and Washtenaw counties. The program offers a variety of foods like milk, canned goods, vegetables, cereal, and more in food boxes for seniors who live in the qualifying counties. The senior person who the food is for must attend in person and have identification with them in order to participate. To get the full list of the food service servicing areas, go to thumbnet.net. When we come back after this Elkton Motorsports sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
Whether you're at the worksite or the trailerhead, you need an ATV that goes above and beyond the expected. With the power and performance to work harder, technology to make every job easier, and a time-tested promise of quality and dependability. Visit Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton today to find your next Honda. Choose from a range of features to fit your toughest jobs and your favorite trails, including engine sizes and transmission types. Like our available automatic DCT, every configuration is built Honda tough, sporting class-leading performance to make it your employee of the decade. Visit Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton to find your next Honda and discover how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years old and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, the FAA is reviewing national air traffic control protocols following multiple near-miss incidents at major U.S. airports. Officials say recent technology glitches and communication lapses triggered these events. The agency plans to implement new training standards and invest in updated radar systems. Congressional hearings are scheduled to address aviation safety later this month. Traveler confidence remains generally high, but union leaders are calling for faster reforms. The outcome could shape future airport operations. And for our international news, sudden violence in Sudan forced thousands of people to flee their homes in recent days. Local sources report escalating clashes between rival armed groups in the country's western regions. Humanitarian organizations are warning of an acute food and medicine crisis. The United Nations has called for an immediate ceasefire and protection for civilians. Peace talks remain stalled as regional leaders seek mediation. The crisis continues to draw international attention.
What does life after service look like? Kicking back? Taking it easy? We believe it looks a little different. Fighting for all veterans. Making sure they get the benefits and care they've earned. Rebuilding communities after disaster strikes. And adapting to support today's veterans. Meeting them where they are. The VFW. Still leading. Still advancing. Still serving. Get involved at stillserving.org.
For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and this news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports, east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.